Well, it will be of no surprise to you that we live in a world of war and hatred and distress and upset and worry. And so we've never needed the peace of God more than we do now. But sadly, many don't know how to access it. For every 1,000 people in this country, 9 people have a gambling problem. 10% of people in UK hospital beds are alcohol dependent. 29% of all adults in the UK are obese. And if you're feeling smug, because none of those apply to you, the average Brit watches 25 hours and 17 minutes of TV per week. That's around about 3.5 hours every day. We are looking in all the wrong places. True peace, as I know you know, can only be found in God through the salvation that Jesus has bought us. But he said we'd have trouble in this world, and he's not wrong, but he promised that he'd have us covered. In John 16, he says, I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. We are in a spiritual battle as Christians, for our minds, for our souls, for our focus and our lives. But in order to overcome the battle, we must have Christ as our focus, because Satan is the stealer of our peace, and he knows exactly what buttons to press. We don't want our stores of faith and peace and love so depleted that we have nothing to fight back with. And we fall into the trap of dealing with the obstacles that life throws at us, just like the rest of the world. So as Psalm 119 puts it, we need to store up the word in our hearts so that we don't sin against God. So let's take a little closer look at what peace is that we speak much more regularly about at this time of the year. Well, I can tell you, peace isn't happiness. You may well be happy and peaceful, but they don't necessarily go together. Peace isn't unconsciousness, that you float with your feet 2 feet above the earth and don't get involved in everything and stay aloof. That's not peace. Peace isn't control, that we spend our energy and our focus and our lives trying to control the circumstances that life throws at us. And peace isn't perfect circumstance. We think that we can control our circumstances and then we'll experience peace because everything has aligned itself. But it's not true. We can be walking in the deepest valley and still experience peace simply because we know God. Peace was with Jesus at all times in his ministry, and despite opposition and hatred and beatings and rejection and then ultimately a painful death on the cross, he lived in constant peace. Peace is a part of our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And it's a design that God has designed based on who he is and not on who we are or what's going on in our lives. John 14 says this, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give as the world gives. So don't let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid. Peace is a reminder that God is on the throne of your heart. Not your problems, not your flesh, not your independent self-will, but God is on the throne. And lack of peace can sometimes mean that God has a work still to do in you and he's nudging you to change. So what activities could steal our peace? Perhaps meddling in other people's lives. Now, I know none of us would ever have done that, but it is a huge peace stealer. Living in the past and bound by the past is a peace stealer. Living only for the future and predicting the future, being sure you know how things are going to turn out, it's a peace stealer. Lack of balance. In other words, not always having God at the top to balance everything else out in your life. Disobedience is a peace stealer. How many of us have heard that nudge, felt that nudge from God, got all excited, only to discover months down the road, we've forgotten what God has asked us to do. Lack of faith and trust in what God says and who he says he is will steal your peace. Not having the word grounded in you on a daily basis so that when trouble comes you're prepared can steal your peace. And basing your worth on other people's values and not who we are in Christ can steal your peace. See, peace already belongs to us. Jesus gave it to us. He told us so in the passage that I just read you. My peace I live with you. So sometimes we simply need to ask God for a revelation of how to approach each circumstance that we come into. The peace is already waiting in that circumstance. Romans 14 says, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. In other words, of things, of God giving us what we want, but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. How does God teach us to find a deeper peace in him than we've ever known before? It's through trials. It's through the trials that you go through. Some of you may well remember a trial that I went through with my eldest son quite a few years ago when we were out of relationship for 2 years. And that first year, if you knew me, you might have thought, blimey, she's handling that well. But inside I was dying. It was the hardest thing that I've ever had to go through. And one day I cried out to God and I said, why? I just can't keep doing this. And in the stillness of that moment, that tiny, tiny quiet voice says, do you trust me? And I knew that he was a God that was pulling through, working through on my behalf and on Ben's behalf, that he was working and moving and loving us into reconciliation. That second year was a very different year from the first year. My first year, I was focused on my pain, on my loss, on the circumstances. The second year was focused on God's amazing brilliance and grace and compassion. And I got to choose peace that second year. I couldn't access it the first year because of where my focus was and how I lived day by day. But I chose to believe who God said he was, rather than my circumstances. Isaiah said, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And no weapon formed against you will stand. You'll refute every tongue that accuses you, because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord." God delights to give us peace in any and every circumstance. And as Christians, peace should be our weapon of choice when we walk through the valleys. So how can we access that deeper peace when we're going through tough times? I've got six little Jill's top tips for you. It's not a definitive list, but I hope it really helps. Number one, remember that peace is not a feeling. It's a decision. And at any time, we can get to choose to raise our gaze back to God, put our hands in his, and live in a deeper peace. I'm a journaler. And so when I'm going through stuff that I think is terribly unfair and shouldn't be happening, and why is it happening to me? I can look back at those moments over my life where I've experienced that peace, and it reminds me of how good God is and that I'm capable of making a shift and experiencing peace. If you're not a journaler, that's fine, because we have an amazing book called the Bible that is full of those stories. Stories like Daniel or Esther, many of Paul's stories, where the outside circumstances were tumultuous, but inside they experienced peace. Number three, start with small areas of your life that you need God to shower peace on you. And then when the big times hit, the big things hit and knock you down, you're ready and you're in the habit of always bringing things to God and receiving his peace. Number four, get God's word in you, quick and deep. This doesn't happen by reading a devotion for 5 minutes every morning and then running off into the day. I'd like to say it does, but it really doesn't. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of scriptures that if you've got them embedded in your memory and they are meaningful, you can bring them up and use them in a moment of difficulty. What you know in the light, you'll remember in the dark. And the great thing is that if God is in us, then everything that's in him is also in us. And those promises are there and available to all of us in Scripture. Number five, make God your go-to person in difficult times. First and foremost, he wants you to hear his wisdom, his nudging, his love, his grace, his forgiveness before any of your loved ones, any friends, or any substance or distracting activity. In 1 Peter, we're told to cast all of your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. And finally, peace isn't ours to keep when we receive it, but ours to share. Blessed are the peacemakers, says Matthew, for they will be called children of God. Let others see your peace in your difficult circumstances, and by doing so, you shine a light into their darkness. So would you like more peace? It's not a rhetoric question. Would you like more peace? Would you like more peace enough to change? Enough to stop making everything based on feelings and circumstances? We have to allow God to get the mess of this flesh out and choose peace. A paraphrase of Psalm 23. Peace is yours. You can have it. You're a child of God, and it's your inheritance. Choose not to live your life upset and anxious, discouraged and defeated. Because then, when you walk through the darkest valley, you'll fear no evil, for you will know he is with you, and his rod and staff, they will comfort you. So finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, and whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And whatever you have learned from me, put into practice, and the peace of God will be with you. If you need more peace today, right now, in whatever circumstance, don't suffer on your own. That's the devil's plan. Share it with some friend. Share it with Steve or the team. I'm happy to pray with anyone. But let's share these burdens together and get you experiencing more peace. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you paid the ultimate price, that we might be at peace with you. Whether we're in a tough situation now, or when the next one hits, we give you permission to nudge us, to bend the knee before you, to bring our troubles before you, and experience your grace, your love, your mercy, and your peace. Jesus, we're forever grateful for all that you've done. Bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.